Hello?
Mr. President,
yeah.
I have George Shultz asking
you. All right. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, George.
On these two disputes, on the rail dispute, Hudson and Ussery feel that it would be quite helpful if tomorrow morning we had the parties over here for the purpose of, not for the purpose of trying to mediate or tell them what they should settle for, but just to dramatize the impact of the strike on the country.
All right. All right, you do that.
So we thought we would do that at 9 in the Roosevelt Room and include General Lincoln, who's been working on this, and Secretary Volpe and Paul McCracken, as
right.
well as the,
right.
as the others.
Right.
That would be something that you could stick your head in on very easily if you wanted to, or not.
Right. Yeah, well, I can always do that.
If you think it's a good idea, I'll just...
Okay, so just get it out. We won't make a big picture of it, but just but the word will get out very all over the world. All right.
On the steel dispute, there has been motion today.
I'm going to hold just a second. I've got somebody. So. Go ahead.
On the steel dispute, Kurt Camp doesn't think it's timely to go into that at the White House level at this point. And although when he sees what happens in the negotiating session tomorrow morning, he would have a little better feel for it, but he thinks if we did anything, say, tomorrow morning or tonight or
yeah.
that, it would probably backfire. So
I see. So how does it project then? It looks like they'll go down the road to a strike, or we don't know.
Well, there's been a great deal of
motion.
A great deal of motion in that bargaining today. Kurt thinks there's a lot of brinksmanship going on. I wouldn't say that. If they should be somewhere better, then it'll be a strike. So it might be that mid-afternoon it would be good to haul them over here. But that's something we have a better feel for.
Well, I'll be here at 6:30, so we'll, and don't hesitate to call him. Because before it goes, we want to put Funky right in their backs.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine, George. Thank you.
Yeah.